Welcome back to the program. It is The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. Thanks again for being with us this morning. Our guest this half hour, this is quite the story this man has to tell. His name is Kamal Saleem. He is appearing at the Breaking the Silence Conference, which is going on at Church for All Nations. Today is the final day. We welcome in on the KRDO Newsline, Kamal Saleem. Kamal, great to talk to you again. How are you this morning?
Paul, I'm doing great. Thank you for put me in your program, and thank you for allowing me to be in your city. It's a beautiful city.
Well, it is a beautiful city, and we're thrilled to have you here. And tell me about how the conference has gone to this point. What do you think?
It is phenomenal. It's been going great. And we had, you think sometime at the end of the conference is shrink. This is here. It's doubling. More and more people are coming in because we're sharing something with the public here and with, you know, God people all over the place. What is taking place, and we break into silence to save this nation in such time as this.
Exactly. And has the message been getting through, do you think?
Is the message getting through?
Yes.
Well, I believe it is, because last night when I spoke, I had a solid message for God people to say, you know, this is the time and this is the hour to make difference. And when I stood out there on my table to take questions or sign some of my books, the people were coming with praise report, you know, how it changed their life and what they're going to do next. So when I hear it from different, you know, similar people, you know, like, you know, 100 times,
right,
it tells me something has happened.
Yeah, it tells me that something's going on, maybe a revolution of sorts. First,
I believe it will.
Kamal, tell me about your ministries.
Well, my ministry is called Qum Ministries. Qum is an Aramaic word, means arise. This is, you know, when Jesus talked to Talitha, he said, Talitha Kumi. And when he spoke in Aramaic, he said to Lazarus, he says, Lazarus Kum. I believe this nation needs to arise in such time as this, you know, to make the difference, specifically the church that's been absent in the arena.
Exactly, for a long time.
Yes, and in our ministry, we let the people know that Jesus is real. You know, and he is appearing to millions of Muslims all over the world. And he can do the same thing here if we allow him. Number two is we educate on radical Islam, because I was part of the radical Islamist and I was Islamofascist. And the second part, the last part, is how to reach the Muslim in the love and the power that God has given us, and how the Islamic psychic work and how we need to approach them and what so have you.
And I also want to ask you, Kamal, are you ever concerned? I mean, you're obviously an apostate at this point. I mean, does that ever concern you?
Well, it is, because what we're dealing here with is we're dealing with a religion in their Sharia law, in their constitutional law. It says if a Muslim leave Islam, he must be killed, you know. And so, like me, my family have price on my head, and many other people that used to be my best friend and my relative and kings that I worked for, you know, and these today, they don't want me to be dead because I'm talking about the secrets of this radicalism.
Right, and I'm certain that they don't want those facts disseminated.
That's exactly right.
So let me ask you this, Kamal. I'm really interested in your story leading up to your conversion. And take me through that, and tell me how that conversion happened.
Well, I was sent by the Saudis. You know, the Saudis were financing my group. We were the Muslim Brotherhood, you know, like ECA, you know, CARE, Council American Islamic Relation,
right.
ISNA, Islamic Society of North America, you know, all these people, 94 organization up front, you know. And one day I had a car wreck, and you know, as we're infiltrating the culture, you know, and my arena was the jail system, the universities, and the political, you know, leaders, and the poor neighborhood, how to infiltrate those society, because bear in mind that we are here to change the culture in a stealth mode that the American people are not aware or familiar with that language or understanding.
Right, but those constituencies, though, the jail, poor folks, I mean, those are the areas that are most easily infiltrated, aren't they?
Well, the jail system, you know, bear in mind that what we came to do is to cause a civilization clash.
Right.
To separate, and if we weaken the culture, you know, when I was a Muslim, if we are able to reach the culture, then the culture is ours to have, you know, because now if we put doubt on both sides, and our, you know, our job was really to concentrate on Black America.
Right.
And by telling them the white, the Christian white people threw you in jail and this government doesn't care about you. So you really, you know, you need to come back to your bloodline, to your heritage, and it's Islam. You know, they enslave you and we're going to set you free and make you rulers of this nation. The teaching that we've given them, it really is just, we took those people, poor people in jail, that they're full of anger. And now we told them, it's not your fault. It's somebody else's fault. And we got to do something about it.
Well, yeah. And I assume that, you know, they would take that on as their mission, as they are rather easily led to begin with in most cases.
That's exactly right. But, you know, I mean, but our current administration did this, you know, to a greater level, which has allowed this to become real, you know, and that's an Islamic mandate, and only Muslim people can do such a thing, you know, and I believe if I was a governor, you know, and I was Muslim and I was doing still jihad, I will do the same thing to create culture, jihad, you know, clashes between Black and white.
Right.
So this is, it's an agenda that has worked perfectly.
Well, yeah, and I'm assuming that sowing the seeds of unrest is good for the radical jihadists.
Absolutely. Because you could not discern, you know, it, when there's unrest, you could not discern between reality and darkness. You could not, because everything become gray. And you don't know who's on your side and or the other side. And that's where the most casualty are taken out. And that is, you know, battle strategy. When you create chaos in the camp, then you get away with what you want to do.
Exactly. Kamal Saleem's our guest here on the program, 9:43 right now here at KRDO News Radio. Kamal is appearing at the Breaking the Silence Conference going on through today at Church for All Nations. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Our remaining time with Kamal coming up next here on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to the program. We are happy that you decided to make us a part of your day here at KRDO News Radio. This is The Extra. I'm Paul Richards, and my guest today, what an outstanding guy. He's Kamal Saleem. He's the president of Kume Ministries. He's in town right now for the Breaking the Silence Conference, which is going on at Church for All Nations, one last day and night tonight. You can still go to the sessions. You just go to breakingthesilenceconference.com. They want you to sign up before you show up. Kamal, I want to ask you about your books and give you a chance to tell folks where they can be had and what subject matters have you covered in those books?
Well, I have my biography, which is, it shows today how ISIS and how all this has taken place and why the Muslims are rising, what's behind the scene. The second book I wrote with General Jerry Boykin, who is our American hero, you know, and, you know, his the Delta Force, you found one of the founders of Delta Force and other things.
Right.
But this book is called The Coalition. In this book, we talk about how our America could be destroyed in less than half a day, overnight, that the American government could be shut down from end to end, and why the amnesty and why, you know, the Dream Act, all of them taking place and for what purpose. But we also talk about, you know, how there is a government forming behind a government in the absence of the American government. So there's a lot of things we put together. We collated on it and put it together for such time as this. But then we created a teaching, a curriculum called, it's called The Unveiling. And it comes in six DVDs, two sets. One's called The Ugly Truth and one is The Beautiful Truth. The Ugly Truth, it talks about how far the Islamists have taken this nation down and how they have shifted the government against the Christians and whatsoever, and how they affected our children and the future for our civilization, to the point, you know, that America is almost not the same again as we're seeing it right now.
Exactly. And how can people get
a hold? Is a battle strategy, how we take it back, you know, the beautiful truth and what we do in such time as this.
And how do people get a hold of those, Kamal?
They can go to our website, you know, www.koome, K-O-O-M-E, ministries, plural, no spaces, .com.
Okay, very
K-O-O-M-E. ministriesnospaces.com.
And of course, yesterday we got a few of your comments about the deal that has been struck between the United States and Iran, and you are absolutely, positively, completely opposed to this, right?
Absolutely. I'm in, you know, when it comes to holy alliances, we got to do it with the people in our side. But we don't make unholy alliances. Iran is a nation who wants to destroy us. And Iran hates America so much that they have a 100,000-man army. It's called the Mahdi Army. These army have crossed the United States of America just like ISIS, you know, under this amnesty. And they are here for the opportune time to destroy this nation. As we heard the Ayatollah Khomeini said yesterday, he said, this accord that we made, it does not change our heart or our mind toward America or Israel. So their intention has not changed. We've just been foolish doing what we've done.
Well, and to trust these people, Kamal, I mean, come on now. We've been dealing with the Iranians since 1979 on this kind of level when the hostages were taken. And why should we believe that anything's different now?
Our holy alliance is with Israel. Israel is the nation. We are a Judeo-Christian nation, and Israel is a nation been presenting us throughout the Middle East and been with us all those years. But I really believe that the deal that we have here, like Obamacare, you know, just we have another deal purposely put for such time as this, and it's not by mistake. It's done purposely, and that will change our future.
I have heard some analysts, Kamal, say that this might actually form another alliance in the region between, say, Israel, Jordan, what's left of Syria, and Saudi Arabia. Now, what do you think of that?
You're absolutely right. I spoke about that last night. Here's what's happening in the Middle East. Since Iran and America stood together and they came to an alliance that defies the Sunnis, knowing that Iran is Shia. And Iran has declared their empire right now. They said the Babylon, you know, has risen again because Baghdad is their state now. They claim Iraq is their state. So they brought the Mede and the Persian together as one state, like under Nebuchadnezzar.
Right.
And so with this, that helped Saudi Arabia to run to Pakistan and making deals with Pakistan to bring nukes. And I believe as of now, probably we have a race. Who's going to hit who's first? Because we know whoever obtained first is going to hit the second one. We saw what happened in Yemen. And Saudi Arabia is not afraid to do it, nor Iran is afraid to do it. Their enemy is each other before Israel. But in the same time, Prince Talal bin Abdulaziz is one of the 7,000, you know, prince who penetrated our media and our education system. And now he's, you know, penetrating our government to implement Sharia in America. And what happened, he flew to Israel first time historically last week, and he met with the Israelis. What does that translate to the American people? Is they going to give Israel space, you know, a highway to hit Iran. So if the message was to America, if you make this deal, then we're going to make deal with Satan, knowing that Satan is Israel to the Muslim, and we're going to allow them to hit Iran. So the game is being played, but the horrific things that everybody needs to understand, when the Middle East light up in a World War III that America has allowed under this administration, and this is going to be their legacy, what happened is we're going to have hundreds of millions of Muslims have no place to go because everybody is overloaded in Europe and Middle East. Guess what? Where they're going to come?
I have a feeling I
already
know.
United States of America. Yeah. Agenda 21 has opened plenty lands here, and FEMA has opened plenty land in here. All of it is in preparation. This chess game is American people are not aware of what's taking place, but it's been played.
Yeah, and it's in play right now. How do you think this agreement might? Do you think it'll embolden the Palestinians, for instance?
The Palestinians will make deal with anyone because they want the land, you know, and
right.
You know, and the Palestinian, you know, Hamas today is you know, funded by Iran. And also funded by, you know, Qatar, the state of Qatar, which is the Muslim Brotherhood state.
Right.
Hamas is a Muslim Brotherhood. So Hamas are in preparation. The only thing that stands between Hamas, you know, and what to do is Israel holding the Turkish from bringing rockets, you know, and all these, you know, things to come to Gaza Strip where, you know, President Assisi has already shut down all the desert paths. Now they have none, and that's why we're not seeing them coming about.
Kamal, I can't thank you enough for the time this morning. It's been a fascinating and very illuminating discussion. I really appreciate you taking the time, and I look forward to talking to you again. I'm going to keep you on my short list, okay?
Paul, I'll serve you anytime you want me to. America needs to know the truth, and we need to say the truth.
And we will. Kamal, thanks very much for the time.
I'm available for you anytime, sir.
I will be in touch, my friend. Take care.
Bless you. Bye-bye.
Church for All Nations is the venue. Breaking the Silence is the name of the conference. It's going on through today. If you want more information or to register for one of the sessions, it's breakingthesilenceconference.com, going on at Church for All Nations. And thanks again to Kamal Saleem. Fascinating discussion. Tom Martino is up next here on KRDO News Radio. Stay here.